What's up?
What's up?
All right.
It's Friday, man!
It is
Friday. It's Friday hypeness!
It's right here. Huh?
Get the fuck hype!
Okay, one that went through my microphone and through the headphones and just...
You wanted it.
My left.
Okay.
I'm now bashed.
You wanted it.
I can't hear out of the
left. You shouldn't have asked for it if you didn't want it.
I did not want that. Well, I wanted that.
You did want it.
I did.
You wanted it.
Don't lie.
Where's mine, man? Yeah, that's right. It's Friday, dude. So my
Friday.
iTunes is broke. I can't play any music, so I have Jazzler open. So,
It's Friday!
That works, right?
That was the stock one, right?
Yeah, well, what, you think I recorded that?
Maybe.
It's Friday!
Sounds like a professional radio show. Except it's really loud.
It is very loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really loud.
It's very loud. Let me fix that. Let me fix it.
Fix it, man.
Turn this up all the way, but then you go to this thingy and you turn it to like here.
Oh.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Look at you.
Yeah, I literally only opened that because I didn't want the first 3 minutes of the show to be completely silent, so I just did my own sound effects mix for the first 3 minutes. Because our intro is 7 minutes, but I go live 10 minutes beforehand.
Oh.
So I literally just did my own mix at the very beginning of the show.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a fresh take on it.
Hey.
Fun Friday.
Oh, my God. Speaking of miss. Hold on.
What? We are not even two. We just went 2 minutes into the show and he's going to poop. Is that what's happening? That's what I'm going to go with. I don't, why, what did you do, Menace, to make him what?
I present to you, sir. Oh. Master of the bamboozles, Mr. Brady himself.
This is fucking heavy.
It's a real ring, man.
How much was this? $8?
Yeah, that's my exact reaction. That is some great quality from Chongqi over there, dude.
Holy shit.
Look at that thing, man. Those might be real diamonds.
Greatest comeback ever.
That's from the Super Bowl, the Falcons won. That's Brady's ring, too. It literally says Brady on it.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's amazing.
Look at that thing. Look at that, man.
What's 17-2, you think?
That's the score, right?
No, the score was 34-29. 8-29.
Maybe that's the second half?
Maybe.
Is that the second half score, maybe?
Might have been it. Does this actually fit? Oh, my God.
I just dropped beer on myself.
Bam,
look at
sucker.
That, man.
That's amazing, Menace. I am very actually thankful for that.
Look
that
at that,
a
dude.
Great gift.
I'm telling you, Britt's going to want you to wear that in the bedroom. I'm telling you.
She's
hit me.
Definitely going to enjoy it.
Smack me like Brady.
Just bap. This would knock her out.
Well, I don't recommend using it on her face. Hell, baby.
Nah, I'm definitely the face.
Maybe a little lower than her face, you know, just a tad bit. You know? Kiss me like Brady's son.
5-time MVP.
Dude, yeah, look at that.
12.
Kiss me like Brady's son. Kiss me like Tom kisses his boy.
Pass. That's it?
What do you mean that's it?
That's all I got?
You want more?
No, that's what he said to the kid.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking for more rewards for the Bean Boozles.
Oh, no, no.
You want to know something real messed up?
This is way enough. What'd I even do to get this ring?
You ate like four three bamboozles.
That's right.
You three-peated it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know my son eats those for fun?
Ew.
Like, he thinks they're good.
Mm-mm.
He ate that box of Bean Boozled that I have in here. He didn't eat the spoiled milks, and he didn't eat the dog food, I think.
Hmm.
Other than that, he ate all of them. Because he likes the way they taste.
That's weird.
Dude, kids have some weird stuff, dude. Hey, Taylor, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. I think I just ate something bad. Like,
that would be my guess.
I ate, because then I felt great and I haven't felt bad since, so.
Yep.
I got like some E. coli or something in there.
What'd you eat, man? Raw chicken?
Dude, I'm not supposed to do that?
You're not supposed to do that.
Well, I coated it in egg first.
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right. I thought that would fix the problem. I smoked a lot of cigarettes and I pushed the toxins down. Smothered the toxins.
There you go.
You stop being a kid when you switch to ketchup to mustard? Is that what it is? What do you prefer?
Ketchup.
Chris mixes them together.
Mm-mm. No, like Freddy's does mustard on their burgers, and yeah, I don't
love
understand
that.
Love I that. Always switch it to ketchup.
Sonic does that too, mustard instead of burgers.
That's
disgusting. I went from ketchup to mayonnaise, so listen, guys, why you gotta choose one? Well, to be clear, I don't. I use the Heinz mayo chup. You ever had that, man?
Mayo what?
Mayo chup. It's mayonnaise and ketchup blended together.
Ew.
They also have Cranch, which I really want to try. That's ranch and ketchup blended together.
I don't know why that one's better, but that one sounds
that
better.
One sounds worse to me. You're not a mayonnaise fan, are you?
I am not.
Mayonnaise
I'll pass on that white goo.
Mayonnaise is delicious, dude. I love me some mayonnaise.
I'll take some other white goo.
What's your favorite condiments? What's your favorite condiments?
Barbecue.
That's it? End of list?
Yeah, if I can get that on anything, that's the one I get. If it's not that, then it's ketchup, because it's like a very mild barbecue sauce.
That's, you know, you're kind of right about that, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like ketchup. I like mustard. I like mayonnaise. I like relish. Sweet and
I like
dill.
Chipotle ranch.
Chipotle ranch is good. I think all dressings. I like honey mustard. I like barbecue. What's your preferred barbecue, man?
It all tastes the fucking same.
No, they don't. There is a large difference between like a hickory barbecue, a Kansas City style barbecue, a sweet barbecue. Taylor is going to rip out her hair if you say all barbecue tastes the same. She's from Carolina.
Honey mustard's good. Barbecue sauce that I can remember is the one I got at Joe's in Kansas City.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, they're famous for it, so.
It was really good.
Yeah. Barack Obama loves to eat there, dude. See, I'm not a big fan.
Can he just
a barbecue in general? Like, let me rephrase. Everyone always gets mad when I say I don't care about barbecue. Barbecue, I am not refined enough to understand the differences between one barbecue restaurant and another. They all taste the same to me. You know, like I could taste the differences in sauces, and some sauce I like better. And some sauces I like worse.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to Two Brothers down the road, and then I go down the other road and go to, what's the one with the pig?
Hogwild?
Hogwild. Those places taste the exact same.
Yeah.
I can't tell a difference.
Kansas barbecue, man.
No, because then I go to Joe's, and it tastes the same to me.
It's Wichita barbecue.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to barbecue places in Texas, in Kansas City, in Wichita, it just all is the same. I've had Carolina barbecue when I was in there with Chris's parents. We went to this place downtown Columbia, South Carolina, had barbecue. Again, I taste the difference in the sauces, but it's just like meat is meat. You know, yeah. It's like I'm eating a chicken butt.
I'm
like,
honestly not the biggest fan of the barbecue foods.
I just wish I did, because people that love barbecue, they love
brisket,
it. You know?
But I have to be in the right mood for barbecue.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, there's just something about it that's not...
But you slap barbecue on a burger, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, like, what is it about a burger? Like, I'm like, I would love to go to Red Robin and get a burger. I would not love to go to Two Brothers and get barbecue, even though technically...
Even though Two Brothers has a great burger.
Well, yeah, and they're also the same meat. It's essentially the same thing. Like, because we put a piece of lettuce on it or a piece of bread, it's no longer barbecue... Like, why would you eat a barbecue bacon burger but not barbecued beef and bacon?
See, I'm not a fan of ribs.
I love ribs.
They're too complicated.
Ribs and sushi at the same time, though?
You know what I love about a burger?
What's that?
There's not a part of the burger you don't eat.
That's true. You can put the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah, it just all goes. I don't have to think about eating.
Except the toothpick. Don't eat that.
That's a good point.
Don't eat the toothpick. But usually you just take that out.
Yeah, that's first step.
I mean, you could have boneless ribs, though.
I always have to worry about bones in the ribs.
Isn't that baby backs? Like baby back ribs?
No. Maybe. Because it's called baby. You gotta be a baby to eat baby back.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like it's very weird that Taylor is...
Would it be weird if I wore this, like, just normally?
No, absolutely not.
I feel like I would get some looks and questions.
No, man. No. No.
Like... What is that?
Everyone is immediately going to hate you because you're a Patriots fan, and that's all they'll care about.
But, like, I feel like if I fucking hit a dude with this...
Yeah.
That's damage.
That is some damage.
Like,
you're
I'll
not
cut
wrong.
Your face open with this.
Right. Just tell him you're the three post champ, dude. Three-time champ. Three-peat.
Three-peat.
Three-peat. Bean Boozle three-peat champion. Mm,
three-peat. Oh, the... Oh.
Because he ate three-peat Boozles.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
While I was on the Patriots.
That's right.
I just got a ring.
Yeah, Tom Brady was amazed, and he's like, here's my ring. Mm-hmm. You deserve this. He's like, I got eight of these already.
I can't believe this was $8.
Dude, it's...
This is a heavy
fucking
ring. I thought
it was going to be plastic.
Yeah, for sure. For sure thought it was going to weigh an ounce.
I thought it was going to be like one of those you get out of a machine that you put a quarter in. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the bottoms don't align properly.
Right,
like
you can bend it open from
right,
the fingers.
Right, right. No, that is a real
metal
ring. Metal
ring.
It weighs a good pound. Easily.
Yeah.
That thing's heavy.
Yeah, you chuck this at somebody, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, and it came from, like, China, dude.
That's so weird.
It literally said on there, print in English, customs may inspect, and it's, like, from Yu Chongqing.
I don't know what that says, though.
Yeah, let me see it.
We...
That's probably the lady who made it.
No, because we something all patriots.
What?
Right there, that middle one. Thank you, Menace. That's a very gift. That's probably the proudest thing I've
I mean, it probably says we are all patriots, right?
Maybe. That's a good one.
It's just not... I mean, it also says 2-3-2002 on it, which is a while ago.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
This side says, greatest comeback ever. Well, I mean, we could Google it, right? What Super Bowl is this? 51? Oh, the day of the Super Bowl? No, because that'd be 2002. That's not right.
Yeah, that's definitely not right.
What's 2002 doing? Okay, Super Bowl ring 51. Here we go. This got to be it. Okay, so there it is. Oh, God, I hit a button. Yeah, greatest comeback ever, says it right there. So that's on your ring, man. What's on the other side, though?
I don't know.
I don't either.
We'll never figure out.
Either I do, like, Super Bowl 51 ring inside.
Nope.
How are there no pictures of it?
I'm not going
to
find it.
I mean, how did the people in China find a picture of it to put it on there? Weird, dude.
I bet you that one's not on it. I bet you the 2-3.
You think that's like their source code or something,
yeah,
man?
It's like their SKU or something.
Weird.
That is the coolest thing ever, though.
It's pretty. I'm amazed at the quality, dude.
Yeah.
Just pure amazed at the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's incredible. But yeah, man. So there you go. You're the 3-time champ.
Woot woot.
Wear that ring with pride. It actually fit my finger, which I found shocking.
It barely fits my middle finger.
Yeah, it fit, like, it barely fit mine. I wonder what size of ring are you, man? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Peasant. Don't even know what ring size you are.
Facebook showed me an ad the other day for Manly Bands.
Okay.
It's a Manly wedding ring company for men's wedding rings.
Okay.
They're, like, custom made and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, they had one of the best commercials I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just made me laugh.
Did you want to make you buy a band?
I mean, I do want a wedding ring, yeah. I want to do this all day long. Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to fiddle with it, too.
The only time I need to find my ring size when I graduated 8th grade. I would assume that your ring has grown since then. Your finger has grown since then. I'm a size 11. Same as my shoe.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, so maybe it's the same.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What does that say about me?
I don't know, man. Here, try my ring, dude.
As hands as you.
Try my ring.
That's a little big. That one would work.
There you go, man.
It's right there.
Thanks, man.
It's a nice ring, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it was on Amazon. Like $15.
$15?
Yeah, man.
Is it not that hard to make rings, apparently?
No. Jewelry, why do you think all the people who own jewels are these rich MFers, dude? They mark up the price $1 billion.
What, the jewels?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this is just like This is like plastic.
You know that they make diamonds in a lab now, and the diamonds in a lab are too perfect, and that's how they tell the difference between a real diamond and a lab-grown diamond, is because the ones in a lab are too flawless.
Yeah.
So they're better quality.
But they're cheaper.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not 15 Puerto Rican people, slaves, die getting them out.
You gotta put the blood into the money.
I don't think that Puerto Rico has diamond mines, right?
I doubt it.
Congans?
The Congo, yeah.
Taylor, me Congonians. And Chris got matching rings. She got a girl, I got a boy. They were both $15 each, so. You just don't have to buy into big jewelry, man.
Oh, I gotta buy into big jewelry eventually.
I mean, you could get all this stuff that Zales or K's or whoever sells, you could get it for way cheaper online, exact same quality.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going into a fucking store.
Dude, you shouldn't. No. That's a racket.
It's a racket.
It is, dude.
It's a gosh darn tarnation.
I mean, those things, like, think about it this way. You go to Target, you can buy a Timex for $15. Mm-hmm. What's a Timex? What does a Rolex do that a Timex doesn't really?
Say Rolex on it.
Exactly. So why does a Rolex cost $5,000 and a Timex cost $15?
Because rich people buy shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, Supreme sells an $1,100 t-shirt.
Yeah, so you don't need those things. You could just buy a ring off of Amazon. It's the exact same thing. This has got rose gold on it, and it's made out of tungsten. $15.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what I'll do.
Yeah, I mean, if you went to Zales and you got this exact ring, it's $200 because it's got the word gold in it. It's stupid, dude.
That is stupid, bro.
I want my wife to flaunt her zirconium ring to her friend. They have this gem. It's called Mossonite, okay? It's literally more vibrant than diamonds, and it's like 75% of the cost. So you can get like a Mossonite that's this big, prettier than diamonds
but
for $500.
It's not a diamond,
well,
bro.
Yeah, who cares?
Bro, it's not a diamond.
Is Brit
bro.
Into diamonds?
I don't know.
Like I
she
I feel
told me to get one of those ethically.
Like that's what I hate about it is that I feel like see this girl that Chris used to know. Like she wanted a diamond, and if it wasn't a diamond, she was going to be upset. And I'm just thinking like shouldn't you want something because it's pretty? Right?
Mm-mm.
No. They want it because you spent a lot of money.
Well, that and just to be like, look at my diamond. You don't want to be like,
yeah, because
look
everyone,
at my made
because
lab
then
thing.
It's only, but then it's only showing your diamond because it's expensive.
Yeah, but you want to call it a diamond.
Why?
Like, I want
why
to
do you
show
want to
off
call
this
it a diamond?
Ring and be like, look at all these diamonds up in here. But these aren't diamonds. These are like...
Why would you want to call it a diamond? What's that? See, the only reason you think diamonds sound cool is because you think that they sound cool.
Oh, yeah. It's
but they're not really cool.
No, it's a whole bunch of death.
Yeah, but don't you feel like society is now moving past this?
Probably.
I mean, I feel like most of our generation has moved past diamonds.
I mean, I don't want a diamond.
Like, who cares?
Pinella wants diamonds.
Of course he does. You want to be like him?
In his ears. Because he has earrings.
I'm just saying, if I wanted to get a jewel, I'd want the most vibrant, bright jewel ever. I want a blind James Bond with my jewel. And those jewels are made in labs. You don't find them in the ground using the dead souls of Mexican workers or whatever diamonds are made out
of.
Yeah,
I don't want a jewel. I'm good. I don't want none of that.
Like, remember in Titanic when that lady had the big blue diamond?
Yeah, man.
Not worth it.
No.
It's stupid.
Stupid.
Like, that old lady just threw it in the ocean, man.
Yeah, stupid.
Stupid.
I'm tired. This is why we shouldn't do shows.
Hey, how about
Friday.
I got a question for you.
What?
After the show is over, we all gonna hang out?
Yeah.
Okay, so how about we just blow through these trailers, blow through Soma, and then we get offline?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, fuck these people.
Well, I mean, they're
especially
here.
Especially the guy
no, these people
one.
I like.
Thanks, Menace.
Menace,
now we're
I like.
See you
Taylor,
later.
I like. If you're here right now, I like you. Oh. Okay?
Uh-huh. Anybody that's not, fuck those people. How about this guy? Where's he at?
Ron Goblin, great question. Maybe he's got a life, dude. I don't know. I don't know. Taylor, I like you. Okay, we're doing a show specifically on a Friday for you, Taylor. You know how easy it would have been for me to just be like, no show?
What is STG?
Swear to God. Boy, I swear to God she's doing
that
this with her hand, you know?
Coming out, Taylor.
I like it when she's sassy
yeah,
and Southern.
Sassy Southern.
Hey, did the Chiefs win last night, man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see that Andrew Mackey or whatever his name is out?
Patrick Mahomes?
That's him, yeah. You see he's out?
Yeah.
Dude, is that real sad for you?
No.
I bet Britt's dancing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no.
No?
No.
Why not?
Right now, she doesn't give a shit. because she's in a fantasy league and she puts points on the Chiefs because they're good, and so if they lose, that's not good for her. So right now, she don't give a shit. Once playoffs show up, then yeah, she'll...
She gets a lot of, like, run out of the fact that people hate on her for liking the Patriots, but then all these people she's in a fantasy league with definitely have Patriots on their roster because they're good.
Oh, definitely. Bash has the Patriots defense. Yeah, like, just their entire defense.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta admit, like, when me and you hate something, like, we hate it. To our own detriment. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if we really wanted to hate the Patriots, we wouldn't have a single one on our roster because we hate them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes with us.
I'm sure there are some folks out there, but the majority probably not.
I respect them a lot.
Yeah.
For their deep-seated hatred. I respect that.
I don't know.
I do.
We went over to Bash's on Sunday for his birthday.
I heard about that, man.
And,
Are you in a fantasy league?
God, no.
Why not? She's doing it through work, isn't she?
I did one fantasy league my entire life.
Okay.
Never done one myself. It was NBA.
Okay.
I signed up. I made my team name, and then I won.
Okay.
I didn't touch it once. I auto-drafted.
Okay.
And I won.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, quit while you're ahead.
Yep.
Show off that ring, dude.
Right. Bam.
Yeah.
Number one MVP.
That's it right there.
Fantasy draft.
That's right. I've never done it because I don't have friends. I mean, Amanda says he's 4-2, 5th out of 12. I mean, that's top 50%. That's pretty good, right?
Sure.
Top 50%?
Yeah.
That's a passing grade, right?
Barely. Catholic school, it's not.
Well, not in my school either, but still, in most schools, you know, in New York public school, you know, down in the Bronx, it's passing grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. It's a passing grade. That's like I get a job in an accounting firm downtown, passing grade.
Doesn't your fingers or something turn like green when exposed to metal?
I will tell you this. My chat earlier today when I was talking about the quality of that ring because Minna showed up and I was blown away. I will tell you this. About 4 or 5 people in my chat were hoping that your fingers would eventually turn green from that ring. So
awesome.
I would say yes.
It's itching a little bit, so.
That's not good.
Probably not good.
Minutes,
hey. Like right on the knuckle where
you're winning
this is
life,
like
all right?
Picking into my skin.
You think Brady's ring cuts into him a little bit?
Oh, definitely. All 6? Yeah, they all probably
You
cut
think
in.
He wears them all? You think he's ever just put them all on?
Yes. There is a Snapchat video of him, Edelman, and Gronk.
No, but I mean like walking around his house.
Oh.
You think he ever just like
definitely.
Sits there, just looks at him, puts them all on?
He's just like,
can't wait.
I need 4 more.
I can't wait to kiss my son. Yeah. Like, he's got 6, so if he put him on these 3 fingers, you think he just looks at his pinkies and he's like, 2 more?
Yeah.
Because would you want to put him on your thumbs?
Oh, he definitely has a few. I think he has a whole hand.
Uh-huh.
And then one over here somewhere.
Okay.
That's what I've seen.
But if he put 4, I feel like that's enough, right? You'd be like,
whoa. Yeah, that
like,
should be
enough. Like, 8's
enough,
right? Like, you don't need 10. 10 feels gone.
Well, he said 2 more years. This is what he's
had on
a
6.
Number.
Well, he's going to win this year and next year. Who's going to beat him?
The Chiefs, if Mahomes...
No, they won't. This is Kansas. Let's be real.
They got real close this year.
Yep. Just like I got real close to having 2 girlfriends
in
high school.
This is the closest they've been.
Oh, that's
in a
great.
While.
That's great, dude. This is the closest I've been to making a living off Twitch, but am I close?
Depends on how much income you need.
More.
More.
Kansas will not have anything
Answers
good.
Answers the question.
We won the World Series. God slept that day or something. Like that's the best we're going to get.
Mm-hmm. And that's technically Missouri.
That is, well, so are the Chiefs, technically. They're also in Missouri.
See? So they could win.
Yeah, all those meth heads out there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to make ninja money, though, Taylor, to be honest. So, that'd be nice. Taylor, if I make ninja money, I'm going to send you a car, okay? Write that down. Everything that I would have gotten for Colby...
Oh, man.
I would have gotten for you. Just, I'm going to get it for you instead, okay?
So, I was thinking about this all wrong. Like, I was thinking punching, right?
Yeah.
But then if you just turn it around, and then a slap...
Do a backhand. That's
what
my
God.
That's what I'm doing, you know, just...
Yeah.
Right on Britt's butt right there.
Leave a fucking imprint of the Patriots logo.
Dude, she would love that.
Yeah, she might.
No, there's no question in my mind that she'd love that. I'll ask her tonight. It'll be really creepy. Just out of nowhere. Britt, do you want Colby to slap you so hard it leaves an imprint of Tom Brady's name on your butt cheek? That's what I'm going to ask her. Just completely out of nowhere. We'll be talking about lasagna or something. It's going to just happen.
Lasagna.
I like lasagna, dude.
If lasagna comes up once tonight, I will...
give you a thumbs up.
That's really lame. You know I'm going to forget to talk about lasagna.
Yeah.
You could have made it better.
You're not. I know you. If I give you something good, you're going to be like, I'm going to remember to do that.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
We got to play Soma tonight.
Yeah.
That'll scourge my brain of all joy.
Anyways, what trailers you got? All
right, man.
There,
I got
friend.
A lot of trailers, okay?
I've probably seen a lot of them.
You want to talk about this first?
Yeah, I sent you that.
What is this?
Dude, that's a...
Where is Ron Goblin
goal, man.
To sit here and defend this?
I don't know how you go about defending that.
What is it even? Is it a blind goal?
I don't know. It's just a fucking seagull squawking.
Well, the man who's making this is also making a movie I think you're going to be interested in. Nicole Kidman and Alexander Skarsgård right here. Okay, Eric from True Blood and Tom Cruise's old wife. That's how I know them. Okay? He's making a movie. It's going to be called The Northmen, and it's described as a Viking revenge saga set in Iceland at the turn of the 10th century. That's right up your alley, man.
10th century.
Yeah, that's the 900s. Why are you struggling with this
trying
concept?
To think about when Vikings is set. I think it's about the same time
yeah.
frame.
Yeah, so this is like your... This is your wheelhouse right here, man.
There's already three interpretations.
Yep.
Well, with this, there are three interpretations of that time
but
period.
It's made by the same people that made this house.
I mean, pass. I'm gonna hard pass.
I mean, I feel like I should save this to my computer. So, you know, 3 years from now, when you're about to go see the Viking movie, I can pull this up and be like, remember the guy who made this? Take that down.
It's a beautiful photo of a goal.
I mean, it is a really high-res photo of a goal. That is accurate. Yep. That's yep. about the best thing you can say about it.
That is about the best. No, about the only thing, actually.
All right, man. We got a bunch weird. Of trailers here. Okay, we got The Report. We got Bombshell. We got Marriage Story. We got Doolittle. I feel like we should start there. We've got Jungle Cruise from Disney. And we got Earthquake Bird. And we got Onward. Where do you want to start?
Wherever you want, man.
I feel like we should start at Doolittle.
Go for
it. Have you seen this one?
I have.
Is it awful?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what is actually. Trees of green.
Is that a giraffe running?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I see them bloom.
Why is it like a horror movie start?
Me and you.
No, you're mistaking horror with child movie.
And yes, Taylor, this is a guy who talks to animals.
Dr. Doolittle.
Eddie Murphy's was better.
Why does it take place in the olden times?
We have no choice but to embark on this perilous journey.
What is that?
I don't know, man.
Everyone pack your bags.
I think you get one more line out of him this entire trailer.
You can talk
to animals.
It sounds
just as weird. Babies cry. Watch them grow. It's got a huge cast, though. Learn much
more than I. It's okay to be scared. No. And I think to myself. Hello, Barry. Hello, lunch. What a wonderful
world. Eliza Thornberry.
We just belong together.
That kid was so CGI, it was yes, stupid. I think to myself.
Oh, what a wonderful world.
Robert Downey Jr., Antonio Banderas, Michael Sheen, Emma Thompson, Rami Malek, John Cena, Kumail Nanjiani, Tavia Spencer, Tom Holland, Craig Robertson, Ralph Fiennes, Selena Gomez, Marion Cotillard. So this is, January 17th. So this is one of those movies that, like, nothing's coming out. So these people are like, let's make a kid's movie because all the parents are going to go see it because there's nothing else to do. And we're just going to cash that paycheck.
Yep. It was not very extensive for anyone other than Robert Downey Jr. and the VFX artists.
Yeah. It's basically a VFX artist movie.
Yeah.
door closes, the last scene in the movie, bet $5. You might be right, dude. That looks that looks horrible, dude.
It does not look great, and I don't understand what the accent is.
I think it's like weird British Cockney.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's Sherlock Holmes, which is not a great British accent. And then now it sounds even worse somehow.
He's a great actor. Why does he have to do accents? Just let him be. Just let him be Iron Man.
Yeah, man. Like, was the
Eddie,
Eddie Murphy
do an accent?
Dr. Doolittle's like way off from the original like source material.
Had to be, but they made two of them. People love those, don't they?
Yeah.
A lot of fart jokes.
Those were so much better than his fucking fat people movie.
We're like old get off our lawn people right now, aren't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It's sad.
Oh, well.
All right, I got to poop.
What?
Host it by yourself or BRB?
BRB, son.
No, I don't know. I think you should host by yourself.
BRB.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to go poop. Don't judge me, man.
That's just, it came out of nowhere.
Well, man, what am I supposed to do? Just slap it in the middle of a comic?
Typically, you can, like, see it coming.
Oh, I've seen it coming. Taylor says you should host.
No, pass. Go to the BRB.
Okay, well, if I start taking too long, will you come back?
Maybe.
Okay, all right, we'll be right back.
All right, it's taking too long. These poops take 5,000 years. Let's see. What would be a trailer that he wants to watch? Wait, he is watching. Damn it. That he would want to comment on. I want to know what this one is. Wide cam? There you go. Ron, it's pretty fantastical. It's pretty, it's actually very artistic for him, you know? Like, I didn't think that was possible, honestly. Yeah, no, that's probably the most effort you'll ever get out of him to draw anything, is that. He did, however, forget this the middle, this I drew in, so I'll just take that off. Now it's back to his original work, but, he does. I think he does. Well, you turned in a lot of the coin money, fake hog things to get that. So proud on you. Good for you. I do enjoy it. He should draw more, honestly. I think 3 weeks of watching, that's actually not that bad. Can you? Thank you. All right. Let's watch this fucking weird jungle movie, because I have no idea what it is.
Legend has it there is a tree in the Amazon that possesses unparalleled healing
power. A tree in the Amazon?
Head is the key to unlocking it.
Oh!
Hello.
I missed it because I was yelling. Hold on.
This has
back
been disabled.
What does it do?
Legend has it there is a tree in the Amazon that possesses unparalleled healing powers.
Healing powers.
And the arrowhead is the key to unlocking it.
Why an arrowhead?
Stop her!
Hello. Just wanted you to know, this has been mislabeled.
Is that Emily Blunt? Isn't she Mary Poppins?
Why didn't you say hi to Rennie?
He's shipping outlets?
Because, fuck that guy, he killed me once.
Of all the jungle cruisers...
You never forget that?
No, I'll never forget
this
that.
One is undoubtedly...
He felt bad about it, at least.
But is that the Rock?
Thrilling.
Yeah.
Heads up, coming through.
I heard you screaming, that's why I came back in here, but you weren't screaming at me, were you?
No.
God, I should have stayed.
Marauders.
What is this movie?
Natives. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Is this fake? He's making all this happen?
The backside of water. Steve's wonder of the world.
Yeah, it's gotta be fake, right?
I'm so confused.
We must secure our travel, come on.
Okay, hold on.
Not a good time.
My brother.
Okay. Let's make sure we're on the same page for what we think's happening here.
Okay.
Jungle Cruise is a ride at Disney World.
Right.
Never taken it.
Never have.
Okay. Looks like The Rock
is operating a similar thing, except it's fake.
It's fake. It's a sham.
But she's going to recruit him to go after the tree.
And he's going to have to protect his reputation as it not being fake, so he's going to take her. And then he's going to be out of his element?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. That's the whole movie, right?
I mean, that's the whole movie.
And I are looking for passage upriver.
Please go away.
Yep.
I have a lot of money.
If you believe in legends,
oh, babe,
you should believe in curses, too.
She ain't watching.
You're gonna beg me to turn back.
Well, show me the ring.
I know, that was 20 minutes ago, dude.
I know, I missed it.
Bring you there alive. Dead is 15,000.
Why should I pay more dead?
Dead, I'd have to carry you. Dead's a lot harder, lady. Here we go.
So is he actually good at jungle cruising?
Oh, God, sorry, Frank.
Sorry, strong form.
I cannot swim.
You booked a river cruise and you can't swim? The price just went up.
That ain't fair, dude. He should have accounted for waterfalls at his original price.
The mess is real.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I mean, honestly, anything with Rock, you know, I always hate it.
That
from
does
afar,
look like Jumanji, though.
But oh,
Goblin,
yeah, definitely.
Your opinion means not. Look at this. Justify this, Goblin.
That's the movie poster for The Lighthouse, if you couldn't tell.
Have you seen it?
Is it out yet?
It isn't even out yet. This gull watched it, and he clawed out his own eyes and screams, God!
What the fuck did I just spend 2 hours watching? Why did they put me in this movie? Why are they saying what over and over and over and over and over again?
We've got to watch The Lighthouse, right?
What? What?
We've got to watch it,
what,
right?
What? 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 What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What? What?
How do we watch it to where we don't get taken down on stream? Do we set up a fake account?
I don't know if we can.
Why not?
You know, I got an email from Twitch today.
Yeah.
That I got accepted into an early access program to do watch stuff.
Oh.
I mean, what's it called? Watch parties, I think they call it. I haven't accepted it yet because I'm streaming, but... Yeah, watch parties. Yeah. We're getting a new feature called Watch Party. If you're reading this, we chose you to come test it and share your thoughts, blah, blah, blah. You could watch Prime Video with other Prime members on your stream.
That's stupid.
So, if that ever shows up on Prime, we could do it.
It won't.
It's better than nothing, man!
It won't. I'm saying, set up a fake account that we don't mind burning.
I mean, if I went to Prime right now and looked.
At what?
At the videos. We could watch any of those. What if The Departed's on there and we do a Departed watch-along?
Let's do it.
That would be sweet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so now all of a sudden you're into it.
Well, actually, no. Because The Departed is a movie you probably shouldn't talk through. You should probably just listen. Like, because, no, I know what you're talking about.
I don't think
where
so,
where we
Goblin.
Watch dumb fucking movies.
Yes.
And just rag on them, specifically Twilight. I recall us
yes.
doing that with
Twilight. We actually not only watched it and ragged on it, we actually re-edited it to be funnier.
Yep.
We turned all the vampires into chickens. Remember that?
Wasn't there a lot of farting, too?
There was a lot of farting.
All I remember is I made a car blow
Made the
up.
Car explode, dude. That was a really hard edit. We had to find the song. We had to, like, isolate all of the... audio stems and
that was you.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
I just had to freeze frame one element and then just add
it. It was beautiful though.
The Alpha Channel.
It was beautiful though, wasn't yeah. it?
I could do a lot more things now. Make her eye pop out of her head.
You want to start doing a Twilight or start doing that like with other movies?
No,
like
I don't have the
Jurassic
time.
World 2. You have the
don't
time.
Have
you don't want to do it.
Definitely don't want to do that.
Terminator 1 is free right now, man. That's what Goblin says over on YouTube. So. You know?
What's free? What?
I don't think we can watch movies that are free on YouTube on Twitch. I don't think they'll... it's technically illegal.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Right? Like, technically it's illegal for us to play music. Like, copyrighted music. But most people let it slide. I think it would be way less slidey if we did movies.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's a gray area. You know, it's one of those things that, like, if you have to ask, it's probably wrong.
Well, what if we did? What Twitch needs to implement the thing that they do with the audio. It's like, during live streaming, it doesn't count. But
well, yeah.
once it's done with the fact and you didn't catch it live, then it just blacks it out. black out the screen, black out the audio, nothing. It's just a blank show for 2 hours.
I think that we should just do some watch parties when that opens up to this channel and we just watch the movies.
Yeah, because that will happen.
What do you mean it won't? You don't think it'll happen?
Not for our channel. Ours is too small.
We could do it over on my channel. I mean, I think that's cool, dude.
Yeah, man, that's sweet.
Watch that link. That's Terminator. I'm not clicking Terminator. Don't want to get banned.
The Terminator. Oh, get down.
All right, let's watch this one, man.
To the chopper. You know, I was better at Arnold way back when, but now I can't do it.
You have to adopt the mentality of an Irish street cop. The world is a bad place. People are lazy morons. Minorities are criminals. Sex is sick but interesting. Ask yourself what would scare my grandmother or piss off my grandfather. And that's a Fox story.
Oh, it makes so much sense.
Women are everywhere. We're letting them play golf and tennis now.
HR's on the phone.
This is another Fox News movie.
Yeah.
I gotta read that manual again.
The attitude off camera was even worse. You're a man-hater. Learn to get along with the boys. You're sexy, but you're too much work. I have a whole list.
Will other women come forward?
You may have heard there was a dust-up.
This is really weird. Have you seen that TV show, The Loudest Voice, with Russell Crowe?
Mm-mm.
That show, it's on our site, but, like, it's Russell Crowe. He plays Roger Ailes.
Oh, really?
And it basically goes through, it's like 6-episode miniseries, and, like, the first episode is him starting Fox News. The second is, like, Fox News, like, coming to, like, power. The third is 9/11. The fourth is, like, Trump. And the fifth is like he starts to downfall. And like I think like the halfway through, the Gretchen lady shows up because she's the one who like outs Roger Ailes for all the sexual harassment because she has all his tapes and stuff. It's just like this when I see a bunch of the same subject happen at the exact same time, what it really does is it cheapens the source material. Because I watched that movie with Russell Crowe, and I'm like, wow, Roger Ailes is the worst. And now I watch this, and they want you to be like, wow, Roger Ailes is the worst. These poor women. But now all I see is, oh, he died, and his story became public use for us to make stuff.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died.
When did he die?
Like a year ago.
What?
Yeah, he died a while ago.
Oh.
But it's like, I read this, like, oh, so, like,
in this movie?
Three producers, like, grabbed his life story, and they all made it save time. It has nothing to do with the women or Roger Ailes. It has to do with those dollar bills.
Yeah, it's relevant.
Yeah, and it just, that ruins the impact for it.
Oh, definitely. It's the wrong message, yes.
But they're not, we're not supposed to see that. Am I too woke?
No. I think you're more, wait, not too woke, but
involving your society and presidential contender, Donald Trump.
There was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her. Wherever,
oh my god, did he just accuse me of anger menstruating?
Wait, am I gonna be the story?
No.
I'm gonna be the story.
No.
Nobody stops watching because of a conflict.
John Lithgow!
They stop watching when there isn't one.
No!
Yeah, that's John Lithgow, isn't it?
I thought that was the Skarsgård man.
I think I'd be
fine. No, that's John Lithgow!
Who's that?
I could pluck you out and move you to the front of the line.
He's in, but I need to know that you're loyal. He's Will Ferrell's dad and
I need
Daddy's
you
home
to find a way to prove
Mel Gibson?
No, Will Ferrell's. Barney's dad and How I Met Your Mother.
You know why Roger's got that door blocking his office.
Chat will say.
He's in Interstellar.
That's Lithgow.
Someone
okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Fox News star Gretchen Carlson dropped a major bombshell today.
What is she doing?
He looks like a better Roger Ailes than Russell Crowe did, for the record.
We need everyone on Team Roger.
Get it on. Put it on.
These are the end times.
You do understand I have to be above this, right?
You know the entire country is talking about your period right now. So
you're a tough guy,
like you really.
Oh, no!
Sweetheart, this is an island of safety and truth.
There's a man!
Ready to go to war?
Oh, yeah.
I won't go see it in theaters, but I'll watch it.
Dude, honestly, I shouldn't have watched. Don't watch the Russell Crowe one.
Why?
Because that made it look, okay, this is going to sound bad. Let me try to phrase this, because I actually mean it in a complimentary way. That movie makes her look like a fearless hero.
Right.
Like she's on a crusade to take him down because she's so brave.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russell Crowe one showed her for what I think was like more real, which is like if I do this, my rich sports agent husband, who has clients like Jeter, is going to be dragged through the mud like me. I have to worry about that. I have to worry about my kids going to school. I have to worry about, like, she wrestles with the decision. It's not just, this is wrong. I've got to do something.
Mm.
It feels more real.
I bet you it goes into something.
Which
like
then
that,
makes that more heroic that she does it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you lose a little bit of the heroism if she's just like, this isn't hard. Let's do it. It's the right thing to do. But, like, if the lady's like, this is going to suck big butts, but I'm going to do it, that's, I feel, way more heroic than the way they portray it in this movie. Also, every person in that movie is just a 14 out of 10. Like, why is everyone a 14 out of 10 in every Hollywood movie now?
Like, hot scale-wise?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Because sex sells, bro.
Don't you see the irony in that for this movie?
Yeah. Well, who's the middle one? Not Gretchen. Who's playing Kelly?
I don't know.
Is that Charlize Theron? I think it is.
Sure.
She pulls off Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, she did look like Megyn Kelly.
Not that one.
Well, I know they are Goblin, but they're not Charlize Theron hot.
Charlize Theron.
I don't know, man. It's the Roger Ailes show, The Loudest Voice, is crazy. Because that dude is insane. And watching that show, I feel like his perspective is better than the women's perspective. Because his perspective is just pure awfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
So he's not an anti-hero in the show?
No! He is the worst!
Gotcha.
He's the worst. And it's crazy because you watch all the people that are around him. Like, some of them leave, but the majority of them start going like, Roger, let's... Like, on 9/11, like, they're like, what's the video that no one else is showing? And some interns, like, the people jumping out of the building. And he's like, put that on. And, like, all the people in the room are like, we can't show that on TV, dude. And he's like, you put it on TV or you're all fired. And then, like, three episodes later, the people that were saying no are, like, defending him when he's, getting, like, making women blow him in his office.
Huh.
It's crazy.
Weird.
And Russell Crowe's a great actor in it, but it's like, it's not one of those shows you watch and you feel good after watching it.
Yeah.
Because you feel bad for the men and the women. Mostly the women.
Mostly
yeah. The women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's disturbing.
I'll need to watch it.
Yeah, maybe. Don't. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know. It's worth watching, but it's also like... It'll make you angry, is what it'll do.
I like being angry.
It'll make you angry just at society in general. You know? Society.
If you want to be not angry, you can watch Schitt's Creek.
I need to watch that. I've heard so many people talk really about good. That show. Especially if you say it's good.
We just finished it.
Let's watch this one now, man.
What I
it's
love
got Kylo Ren
Nicole.
In it.
She is a mother who plays. Really plays.
What I love about Charlie. He loves being a dad. He loves all the things you're supposed to hate, like waking up at night.
She knows when to push me and when to leave me alone.
He never lets other people keep him from what he wants to do.
Dad, you're too far.
I know. It's not easy for her to close a cabinet.
He's incredibly neat.
She's brave.
He's brilliant.
She's
very competitive.
So I'll tell Charlie what's happening, and Cassie, you then hand him the envelope.
I just get nervous.
Well, can you unserve?
What do you mean, like take it back?
Oh, they divorcing?
Charlie and I are getting a divorce,
divorcing.
Mom. You can't be friends with him anymore.
Gina?
Charlie Bird!
Mom?
What?
You know, most people in my business, you're just transactions to them. I like to think of you as people.
Oh, okay, good.
You remind me of myself on my second marriage.
This is going to be depressing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Happy ending?
Together is telling your story.
Did you dye your hair again?
No, this is me. You don't like it?
Is it shorter? I prefer it longer, but...
How are you doing?
Yeah, it's going to be really depressing.
It's going to be depressing, right?
I never really come alive for myself. I was just feeding his aliveness.
I'll never get to really be his parent again. He needs to know that I fought for him.
Ray Liotta? I'm in.
Ray Liotta, dude.
Simple as not I'm in. Love anymore.
I bet he plays a cop.
Eventually, it'll be the two of you having to figure this out.
He's nowhere in the trailer.
Together.
Is he her new man?
If we start from a place of reasonable and they start from a place of crazy, when we settle, we'll be somewhere between reasonable and crazy.
He's his lawyer.
It's kind of the same thing. Like, was he ever just going to be a normal dude working at a deli? You know? You like meat, you know? Dude, I do like Ray Liotta, though.
Yeah, man.
That's a Netflix movie, though. We could just watch it.
Cool.
Do you ever, like, sit back and just go, wow. They put the Breaking Bad movie into our living rooms like that. I could watch it. My balls can be hanging out. It don't matter. You know? Like, you ever just think about that?
Yeah, man. It's getting better and better. It's getting better and better.
Have you seen El Camino?
No.
Why not?
I don't give two shits.
I thought you liked Breaking Bad.
I never finished it.
Why is Taylor saying wow? You don't have balls, Taylor. Surprise. And they're generous, by the way.
What was bad?
He didn't like El Camino.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
He said he just didn't like it.
That's weird.
He told me why, but it...
I can't do that. I'd have to pay for postage.
I'll pay for it.
Nah,
I'll send it back
fine.
To him.
It's stuck, actually.
Oh, yeah? Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, you should be happy he likes a gift this much, to be honest. I don't see him like anything but beer this much, so.
Hey, man.
You're going to go drink. Like, Taylor, how dare you? Okay? We've known each other 12 years. You can know a little bit of facts about my balls at this point, I feel like.
Yeah, it's basically, you'd be state married. What's the term? Or you're married, or you're together so long that you're just married.
We're not together.
Yeah, but in a way.
Well, I mean,
common law marriage.
This also applies
to
you.
Oh, for sure. Why does that not apply to dudes?
What do you mean? Like, us being together, we should be common law married? Because it's illegal in the States, I think. Or legal here in Kansas.
I doubt it. Well, you're probably right. Actually, I don't doubt it, but then again...
Literally 50
We're
minutes
not in,
in
a relationship
until something actually happens. Final action scene is done and cheesy. Jesse has white shiny teeth when he was in a cage for months. Come on, some of the actors got really old and fat, and it's weird. That's a pretty good review.
Yeah. Sorry, it sucked.
Yeah,
it was just a cash grab.
I hear either people didn't really they were disappointed or they loved it. There's like no, like it was just all right.
I could care less.
I feel like I should watch it just because it's. Zeitgeist, but at the same
I was gonna
time,
say, like, yeah, Menace sounds like the just like the show,
dude. What are you doing? Why are you gonna it anger Menace? It,
like nothing happens.
I was underwhelmed with Joker. You've seen Joker yet, man?
Mm-mm.
You have any intention to go see Joker?
No.
I read the plot on Wikipedia. Sounded stupid.
What's the plot?
I don't want to spoil it. Then people in chat will be like really, really angry. Don't do it. Just go read it on Wikipedia, Taylor. I mean, it's about a man who's bullied, and he snaps.
Yeah.
It sounds,
well, why is it so dark that people are walking out of the damn theater, man? See that headline?
What?
That the Joker's so dark and...
How is that dark?
And hard to sit through that people are walking out.
How? How can people do that to a comic book movie when movies like Children of Men exist?
Because it's not a comic book movie.
It is a comic book
it's
movie.
It's not. It's mental illness awareness movie.
It's
that's what
the
it is.
Joker. Okay, that's like saying that Captain America Civil War is a political thriller. It's not a comic book movie.
No.
It's like saying Logan isn't a comic book movie.
It has nothing to do with him being the Joker.
It does. Bruce Wayne's family are prominent in it.
Oh.
They're like the main villains in the movie. It is 100% a comic book movie.
Okay. It's more focused on his mental well-being.
No, I don't think so. I think that's what they want you to think, because then they're like, it's not a comic book movie. It's some highbrow hoity-toity thing.
Yeah, he's going
to
win an Oscar.
No, he ain't.
For a really fucking stupid movie.
No, he ain't going to win an Oscar for that movie.
Britt's leaving.
Where's she going?
Mm-hmm.
Is she coming over here?
Mm-hmm.
Should we switch to Soma?
I mean, no.
I want to watch some more trailers.
Let's go.
Earthquake Bird.
I don't know
what this is. Let's watch it. Produced by Ridley Scott. Don't care.
Yeah.
If he didn't make it, get out of here.
It's a dumb bitch.
I like her.
Dumb bitch.
Where were you the night Lily Bridges disappeared?
Are you drinking over there?
I am, dude.
Like, hurry it up, man.
Why are y'all up in
Lucy?
My butt?
This is Lily,
I'm
Lucy.
I'm three.
So
you're
how long
one.
Have you been in Japan? 3 weeks now. weird how everyone stares at you. It's like being famous.
Yeah, it's Lara Croft.
Get addicted to that.
Oh, I thought it was the chick from Rogue One.
You and
no!
That.
No! I like her better.
Neither are you.
No.
Felicity.
So let's not pretend to be.
You photograph everything.
She does not play Jessica Jones, does she?
No.
Okay. I get those names confused.
What am I watching?
You do?
They're in. She's in the band.
So cute.
Is this a thriller?
Okay, he's gorgeous. He's like obsessed with you. Why do you say that? I know, man.
She's a piece of work, that one. It's like you're the only one who exists. Then she moves on to someone else, and it's like you were never even there.
What do you say about the future? Come on.
We have something no one else could share.
What are we watching?
Don't you know that?
I do. Sarah?
I know what I'm feeling.
It's not right at all.
You must trust me.
You're the only person who ever really saw who I was.
I feel like something really bad's gonna happen.
Full nudity! Oh my god, I'm so in! That's all, just put that up.
Right?
What did we just watch?
I don't know, but it looks crazy.
I like the full nudity part.
That's the only reason I'm still interested.
Yep, full nudity, that's great.
Bubes!
Full nudity. I like that the ratings now tell me more about it. Like, it used to just be like nudity. Now it's full nudity.
Boom. You're gonna see some gash in this movie.
It could be dong.
I think it's gash. Dude, I've been watching Always Sunny.
Yep.
And that's Frank's favorite word.
Yep.
God damn, it's so good. It is a horrible word. It's so bad.
Can that be?
I would rather hear cunt than gash.
Can that be our YouTube clip?
No.
Come on, I feel like that should be
our
Instagram clip.
No, absolutely.
I mean, what
not.
Else have we talked about in this? That I could put on Instagram. I think out of all the things you've ever said on the show that would get you just fired point blank, that one's it.
No. No.
No?
No.
You think you said worse?
I've heard worse.
I mean, you did
jaw.
Ask about Jesus making a stretchy anus, so...
I'm still questioning that.
Why are you headbutting me?
I don't know.
Okay, let's watch this Pixar one to wash the taste of gash out of my mouth.
In times of old, the world was full of wonder and magic. But times
this looks
changed.
Weird, bro.
I'm a mighty warrior!
Morning, Mom!
Hey, birthday boy!
By the laws of yore, I must dub thee a man today. Kneel before me.
That's okay.
I have a gift. From your dad. He just said to give you this when you were both over 16.
No way! It's a wizard staff. Dad was a wizard!
What? Your dad was an accountant.
This spell brings him back. For one whole day, Dad will be back.
What?
Back? Like back to life? That's not possible.
No, you don't get it. Yeah.
Pixar.
I'm gonna meet Dad.
Feet.
It's getting harder to hold.
They live in a mushroom, dude.
Ah, he's just legs. I definitely remember Dad having a top part.
Oh, what did I do? Hi.
We only have 24 hours to bring the rest of him back.
That character should
Until
definitely
then.
Have been Jack Black.
Ta-da!
Design wise,
that's Chris Pratt.
Should have been Jack
like
Black.
I remember.
Missed opportunity.
You got a problem, Shane?
God, sometimes the rendering in these movies is stupid.
If it's adventure you seek, you've come to the right tavern.
Oh, no.
Do you feel like they could make photorealistic movies if they wanted to.
But it says we have a full tank.
No, that doesn't work.
No, the only thing they haven't mastered yet is the human face.
Inside will grow with it.
They could do the body. They could do every single thing in existence. Minus the face.
Huge, and you're. Oh no!
Oh, that's kind of funny. You don't like that?
That was real dumb.
You know, it looks good. I'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
That looked like it. I got a hot take.
Hot take. Let's hear it.
Chris Pratt, not a good actor.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I think he does one thing real well.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like Star-Lord, perfect.
Yeah, but I think
guy in Jurassic Park, no.
No, he's Star-Lord in that.
Yeah. Well, no.
He's Star-Lord trying to be serious.
No. No. He's just trying to be serious.
Okay.
And it's bad because either we only see Star-Lord or we only see Andy Dwyer fucking chucking a briefcase at a light and breaking the light.
I'm into that. I like Pixar movies.
I know. That's actually, that looks bad for a Pixar movie.
Did you ever see Toy Story 4?
No.
It's supposed to be real good, man.
I hear it's supposed to be terrible.
Who'd you hear that from?
Me.
Well, there's something for our Instagram, so
Key
there you
and
go.
Key and Peele is in Toy Story 4. Like, so? Pass.
Wait, you don't like Key and Peele?
Nah, they're too overplayed. They're the same way. They're the exact same in every single thing they do.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's
unlike,
kind of fucking
unlike Chris
stale,
Pratt,
bro.
They don't leave their range, though.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. At least they,
Goblin doesn't forget things, man.
What? That was fine.
I haven't seen that yet.
It was, okay.
Have you seen Lion King yet, man?
No. I went into Aladdin thinking it was going to be the biggest pile of horseshit I've ever seen, and so with those low expectations, it rose to a medium. It was fine level.
Do you think Gemini Man is out yet?
Yes, it is.
Has anyone seen that movie?
No. You know what else is out today? Mr. Zombieland 2. Which Brett wants to see, but I'm okay.
Does anyone watch any movies anymore that aren't Marvel?
I don't think so.
Or the Joker.
They don't go to the movies, no.
Why would you? It's so expensive.
I think the only things that really people go to the movies for are hype machines that you need to know before the internet takes hold.
Remember Will Smith used to just be a hype machine by himself?
Yeah, and now he's horrible. I feel like he's so fake to me. He is trying to stay way too relevant.
Can I be honest?
He is all over YouTube and
shit. I feel like he's like
shut
the LeBron James of acting. He's like trying to be everywhere, but instead of him also being good like LeBron James, it was 20 years ago. It's like if LeBron James stopped being a basketball player and then just coasted on LeBron James, but never realized that his flames kind of burned down. Like he's always acting like it's the full rise Independence Day Will Smith at all times.
I know, man.
When in reality, no one cares about him anymore.
No. I mean, everybody likes Will Smith.
Do they?
But
I kind of dislike him now.
I mean, I do too because he's trying to overdo it.
He's desperate.
If he just did him being like, yeah, I'm fucking Will Smith,
yeah,
I would respect him
more.
You know
what he is? He's desperate.
But now, yeah, he seems real desperate.
He's desperate.
He's all over YouTube doing bullshit to try and stay in front of young people.
Why?
To stay in front of young people.
What do young people have?
So he can stay relevant so he doesn't become an old man.
But we have the money. He is in a perfect position. Where if he made movies that we liked, we would be all on board Will Smith because we liked him when we were kids. He already had the kids. He got
the
kids.
No, he wants these kids now.
Yeah, he wants to stay with the kids, but he's a boomer, dude. Yeah. What is he gonna? He's not going to get kids. He'd have better luck getting the windowless van and handing out candy if he wanted kids.
No.
Than he would be to get him to go see Gemini Man.
I just don't know. I think he does too much. To where I can start to see, like, cracks in his facade of, oh, I'm Will Smith, I'm funny, I'm happy all the time, man. I don't care that I'm doing this random YouTube channel I've never heard of just to be in front of some eyes that I guess
watch. Don't you feel like...
Oh, I could definitely see him going home and being like, dude,
just cried.
Fuck everyone, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's really only two options. Either he does that, or he's just a genuinely nice guy.
And what are the chances of that?
Very slim. Yeah. Because you know why? Because he wouldn't have started last year. We would have seen Will Smith on random CW shows 8 years ago if he was genuinely a nice guy. Like Tom Hanks, reputation, genuinely nice guy. He's done crap forever that no one watches.
Yeah, but I still feel like Tom Hanks, like, I don't particularly
I forgot you like Tom Hanks. You dislike Tom Hanks.
I'm not the biggest fan, but I can still respect the fact that I've seen him give people shit
right.
when he was in a position when he got shit. Will Smith just runs with it. He's like, yeah, you know what? I am real bad. I'm real bad. You're right. You got me with that one, man. You got me with that. That's true.
Hey, man, maybe Bad Boys will resuscitate his career.
It won't.
It won't. I think that's going to bomb, too.
Yep.
I think that's why What's-His-Face Michael Bay went and got that Netflix money, man.
Dude, Ryan Reynolds is where it's at, man.
Because, like...
Everyone loves that dick, and he's gonna go the goddamn way, Will Smith, I swear to God.
You know who Ryan Reynolds doesn't care about? Kids.
Yeah. Fuck those little creatures. I didn't know.
You almost said kids there, then you realized I would isolate that.
I didn't, but I wanted a more hideous term for
okay.
Me. Even Gosh. Though kids is the hideous.
All right, let's get out of here so we can play this stupid scary game.
I don't
game.
Want to play this stupid game.
Well, man, maybe we'll just be too scared and we'll quit after an hour, you know?
Yeah.
It could happen.
All right.
You know, Blue's here to see the spooky. She doesn't like to watch this part of the show, so.
Well, that's just rude.
But remember, I don't have any ending music, so we got to do, like...
Wait for it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play that beat.
It's Friday!
That was completely unnecessary, but I'll...
Wait for it.
It's showtime.
Good. You make me feel so good. 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 You make me feel so good.
Hey, everybody, that's the show now. That went pretty well.
Let's just end.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right, we're going to play games, so don't go anywhere, okay? All right, bye.